SBS Radio.
In this bulletin, a new human rights report sheds light on Australia's poor treatment of Indigenous people, the elderly and asylum seekers. Science experts prepare to meet to discuss ways of mitigating climate change's effects on bushfires. And in tennis, smoke forces Australian Open organisers to again delay start of qualifying matches. A new report is critical of Australia's policies on asylum seekers, media freedom and Indigenous rights. The Human Rights Watch World Report 2020 reviews the human rights policies and practices of close to 100 countries, including Australia. The report is critical of Australia's asylum seeker and refugee policies and accuses PNG and Nauru health facilities of not addressing the need of those in offshore detention. The New York Group's review also highlights Australia's policies concerning disability and aged care, among other things. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese has accused the government of not making enough changes to the nation's climate policy. Mr. Albanese argues the coalition's internal disputes over whether climate change is real has resulted in the party having the same climate policy as they had 10 years ago. He says the severity of this year's bushfires season alone demonstrates just how real climate change is, and it will only get worse if the government, especially if the government doesn't commit to more ambitious emissions targets.
The coalition are having a debate over whether climate change exists or not. Well, you can smell it, you can feel it, you can see it. The impact of climate change and the devastating effect it's having on human beings, but also on our economy, on the way our society functions, as well as on our natural environment.
Environment experts are meeting to discuss rehabilitating koala and other wildlife populations affected by the devastating bushfires. Millions of dollars have been pledged to protect koalas after graphic footage of the species caught in fires aired around the globe. Environment Minister Susan Lee will meet Australia's Threatened Species Commissioner, Dr. Sally Box, and other experts in Canberra today. It follows the federal government's announcement of a $50 million program to support wildlife recovery, with over 1 billion animals believed to have perished in the fires. New South Wales Health is assisting bushfire-affected communities by arranging for pharmacies to issue certain medicines without prescriptions. People in bushfire areas who no longer have access to a pharmacy are being urged to call their GP, if possible, to arrange for the medication to be sent to the closest pharmacy. Free disposable P2 and N95 face masks are also being supplied to communities in the state's worst hit areas, although minimizing smoke exposure remains the main recommendation. New South Wales Health Chief Pharmacist and Director Judith Maxson says even if you can't contact your personal GP, most local pharmacies will be able to provide the medication needed.
We know that people may have relocated out of those areas, so pharmacists should be able to assist them. The areas that have free P2 N95 masks are actually designated areas, which is southern New South Wales, Illawarra Shoalhaven and the Murrumbidgee. They're the ones that are constructed to actually remove the fine particles in bushfire smoke. Other general masks don't do that.
The emergency supply of medicine will be available until the 31st of March. A blaze in Victoria's East Gippsland has flared, causing residents still in a town cut off by fire to seek shelter on the beach. Victoria's State Control Centre reports of the 12 people still in the town of Tambun. Most were forced to seek protection in the water overnight. Authorities are maintaining contact with the group and the Victoria Police Board is available to get residents who want to leave. An emergency warning is in place for the fire, the only active warning currently in Victoria's East Gippsland and North East, with milder conditions providing firefighters with some reprieve. Overseas, Iran reports it has arrested people over their role in the shooting down of a Ukrainian passenger jet. All 176 passengers died when the plane was hit by a ballistic missile shortly after taking off from Tehran's international airport a week ago. Iranian authorities initially denied involvement in the incident. However, 3 days later announced the country's military had mistakenly shot the plane down mistaking it for a threat and targeted it. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani has apologized for the incident and promised a thorough investigation. Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte has held an emergency meeting following the eruption of Volcano Taal and amid warnings a second eruption may occur. The volcano, which erupted on Sunday, is still very volatile with lava continuing to spew into the sky and tremors being felt kilometers away. The Philippine Institute of Volcanology and Seismology says Taal volcano's restiveness and the opening of several new fissures in the ground nearby means magma is rising and may lead to another eruption. President Duterte has urged the public to remain on alert amid what he says is a continuing crisis.
This crisis seems to be a continuing one. Whether it will grow into a big explosion or it will simmer down, we have yet to see what develops in the days to come.
Tens of thousands of people have fled villages amid fears of another eruption. And to sport and tennis in particular, severe smoke in Melbourne has forced Australian Open officials to again delay the start of qualifying matches. The first matches today won't get underway until at least this afternoon, 3 hours after the original start time. Air quality at Melbourne Park is only forecast to improve later this evening when wind gusts are expected to disperse some of the smoke lingering from fire burning in Victoria and New South Wales. Australian Open organisers were heavily criticised for allowing matches to proceed yesterday, with many players complaining or having to seek medical treatment for respiratory discomfort. And in football, Melbourne Victory has sacked German coach Marco Kurz after just 13 A-League games. Kurz was appointed to the club in June after Kevin Muscat announced he would be stepping down at the end of last season. The 50-year-old has been blamed for Victory's inconsistent form, with the team sitting sixth on the ladder with just 4 wins and 15 points. Assistant coach Filip Topalovic has also been dismissed, with Spanish assistant Carlos Salvatrua to take over as coach for the remainder of the season. And having a look at the weather around the country, Perth mostly sunny, 36, Adelaide partly cloudy, 28, Melbourne smoky with afternoon showers and a possible storm, 34, Hobart hot and possible storm, 31, Albury-Wodonga mostly cloudy, 28, Canberra smoke haze, 33, Wollongong partly cloudy, 25, Sydney much the same, 27, Newcastle also partly cloudy and 27, Brisbane showers and possible storm, 27, Townsville mostly sunny, 32, Cairns partly cloudy, 33, Alice Springs sunny, 38, Darwin similar conditions and a top of 34, and the Torres Strait Islands a mostly sunny day and a top of 31. And that is NITV Radio News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.